Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your favorite podcast on the internet. I am your host, Hot High Priestess, and welcome back to The Priestess Perspective. You guys, I am joined here with truly such a special guest, someone I have been begging to have on The Priestess Perspective, on the podcast. We've even discussed starting our own podcast because I love her energy that much. She is a queen, a goddess, the queen of confidence herself. I go to her for advice. She is a really good friend of mine and truly the reason that I ended up actually moving to LA. We have so much in store for you in today's podcast episode. I am joined here today with my good friend, Violet Summersby.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Are we feeling hot and sexy up in this bitch?
For those of you who don't know who Violet is, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Violet Summersby. I've been in the creative space since I was 13, got inspired by my mom, and have always been just very confident, even from a young age. And finally, Sarah gave me the 411. She was like, you need to talk about confidence, because she's always coming to me for tips and tricks in dating, lifestyle, etc. And I'm always going to her because she's my guru. She's my manifestation coach. She's my everything. We spend so much time together. We're always on the phone. She's my late night queen that I call when I need some help. So I'm glad to be here.
Yay! I'm so glad we could finally have Violet on. We had a fun day today, you guys. How is everyone's 12-12? How is your Sagittarius new moon? How are we feeling with the Mercury retrograde going on right now? I hope you guys are feeling okay. I'm sending you guys so much love. One of the things we talked about in the 12-12 day class was that you can move the needle more today than you have all year. And I really want you to hone in on this energy as we approach the end of December. It's really, the year is like really coming to an end, but we had a really fun day today. I ended up getting my first designer bag.
Bad bitch energy. Rich bitch boot camp.
Rich bitch boot camp energy. If you know, you know. So exciting. Violet has really been here since the beginning. Do we want to talk about how we met before we jump into the episode?
Give, like, a little bit of lore. Like, so, I mean, I started following Miss Queen Hot High Priestess Sarah herself years ago. She's been somebody I looked up to for a very long time. And, you know, I'd always seen her content pop up. I used to work in the creative space for a very long time working with creators. So I know how to spot talent. I know when someone's going to be big. I know when somebody's going to hit the right moments. And Sarah has that sparkle. She's got what it takes to be big. And you need to be listening to her. You need to be tapping into her energy because it's something you don't want to miss out on. So that's how I found her. I found you on TikTok originally. But we met at a wonderful event. I think you were one of their creators they featured recently. So I feel like that's a story you should share.
Yeah, Violet and I met at the, you guys know I love Stan. It's a like creator link in bio platform. And we met at their event in LA. Should we just get into it? Let's just get into it. Listen, I'm not going to say why I was manifesting an opportunity to be in LA, but there was a reason I wanted to be in LA that summer. And I literally, this is crazy because Violet is a part of a grander manifestation story, success story for me. Like, she is magic. I literally feel like she's connected to so much of the magic in my life. And so this is crazy, guys. Like, manifestation is so real. I remember this was 2 summers ago, right?
Yeah, it was a bit ago.
Yeah, 2 summers ago. I had this reason that I really wanted to be in LA, and I literally said, like, universe, give me like a sign, give me a way to come to LA, like, if I'm meant to go, you know, right. If I'm meant to be in LA, you'll show me the way today. And so I put the intention out in the universe, and that day Stan invited me to the LA event, and I was like, well, this is a fucking sign. And so I was like, that's it, I have a reason to go to LA. And I ended up going, I ended up meeting you, and I was like, fuck, I know.
I'm so glad I spotted you. I, like, know. Also, you're hard to miss. Like, you're this gorgeous, beautiful ball of energy. Even though you're tiny, like, you light up the room yourself. Aww. So I spotted you and I was like, that's the one I'm walking up to. I'm saying my hellos. We got some stellar pictures that day together. Did. Like, we made that a moment together.
Yes. That was, it was so much fun. It was such an up level for me because I was just starting in the space. It was like the first event I'd ever gone to. And
was that your first creator event?
Yes, it was my first creator event.
First creator event?
I didn't know that was your first creator event.
I had just started. Like, 2 years ago was really the start for me. And, like, I was so scared, like, taking that risk on myself to go to LA for this creator event, not knowing anyone. And I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing in LA. I'd never really been in LA. Like, it was, like, a really big moment for me. But I said, fuck it. And I did it. And I said this in the 12-12-day class. The best things in life are always on the other side of a fuck it. I'm all in. Like, fuck it. I'm going to do the damn thing. That's how Violet and I met.
That's your debrief.
That's the debrief. And honestly, one of the first things I noticed about Violet, and it's hard to miss, is she is literally the most confident person you'll ever meet. Every time we'd go out, guys, we never wait on lines. Like, we never wait.
Even waiting in lines. I waiting in for lines is for people that don't have any confidence. So one of the things, this is an ode to my mom, and this is the one thing I'll tell you that she's taught me very well. My mom's a wonderful person, but she's also the most chaotic person I have ever met.
Yeah.
She says that if you can walk into a room like you already own that room, then no one's going to stop you.
Ooh.
So I watched her, she has a video of herself walking into Fashion Week, and she doesn't wait in any lines. She walks right past the guards. The guards are like, wait, wait, wait. She walks straight up the stairs and into Fashion Week like nobody's business, and she owned every second of it. And that's a permanent image in my mind. So I think to myself, okay, if I can walk through the door like I own this bitch,
yeah,
then no one's gonna stop me, and no one will question you either, especially if you step into that energy.
Ooh, holy shit. And that's how it is with everything, right? Like, I feel like I also went to Fashion Week last—
You did?
In February.
Oh my God, I was
this
there.
Year, yeah.
I was there when you put on the dress.
Yes. When I went to that red carpet, when I went to Fashion Week, when I went to the Stan events, like, everything I've done in life, like, you kind of just walk in and you have to kind of act as if until you become the person you want to be. And that's basically everything that we teach here in the Priestess Perspective. And Violet is just the perfect physical embodiment of that. And so it's been so amazing.
The blush I'm wearing. Damn, girl.
It's been so amazing to see. So, what's it called? Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people listen. And honestly, something Violet taught me was that, like the importance of confidence in every single thing you do, in business, in love, which is something that we talk about a lot, in being a content creator, doing anything. Like, confidence is truly the cornerstone of any action you take in life. If you don't have the confidence to go after it, you'll never do the damn thing. So I want to ask you, Violet, as the queen of confidence herself, which, by the way, let's just drop your socials, by the way, before we jump in. What are your socials?
It's at Violet Summersby, but if you want to tap into confidence, it's Confidence and Spice. That's where you're going to find me. That's where you're going to be able to message me and also find my Stan account. I can do one-on-one calls with you. I can be there for you. And let me be your confident fairy godmother.
Trust me when I say that, go do the damn thing. Go book a session with Violet. She's incredible. At Confidence and Spice on Instagram. Go check her out, my queen. But what are your tips for confidence for people who maybe don't feel as confident, right?
Well, there's so much we could get into that. I think the beginning portion is, your first step is, who do you want to be? You need to look at, who's your future self? Who do you want to be? Who do you need to tap into? I would start looking at the people that inspire you.
Ooh.
And be like, I want to step into the energy that they have.
Ooh, who would that
person, every day, who would that person act like? What would that person bring into their life?
Yes.
What would they want for themselves, and how would they get it?
Ooh.
Because we're not in a question of why can't I, we're in a question of how can I.
Holy shit. My mind is blown. I love that. So, like, almost like playing an act in a way, like role-playing the version of yourself you want to become.
Every time you doubt yourself, think of, what would the confident version of me do?
Ooh, okay.
What would the baddest bitch version of me do? What would the version of me do if I was, let's say I'm going on a date.
Okay, let's talk about it.
And I'm scared and I'm nervous. Would the confident version of you be scared and nervous?
Ooh.
Or would they be like, I deserve to be on this date. I'm going to be treated like a princess. I'm going to be treated like a queen. And how should I be treated?
Ooh. So,
shift your mindset to that person.
So shifting the mindset on a date from, like, what do I bring to the table versus, like, what do they bring to the table?
Right. You're the princess in this.
Ooh.
You deserve to be treated as such.
Yes.
And,
yes,
like, let's get right into that. What is princess treatment, Sarah?
Yes. Let's talk about it
all the time. We talk about what you need. Like, you call me late at night and I call you late at night. We're talking about the dates we've been on and the experiences we're having. and why we deserve to be treated with such respect.
Ooh, okay, T, guys, we're going to get into major T in this episode. So buckle in if you're not already buckled the fuck in.
Acknowledging that I deserve the best in the world. Mm. And if you don't know what that is for yourself, time to break out your journal, break out your pen, and talk about on a date, what are your must-haves? Ooh. What do you deserve? Where do you want to be taken? Do Ooh. You want McDonald's? Sure, if you're comfortable with that, go for it. Like, pop off. I literally went on a date to In-N-Out, like, before. It's not that big of a deal, but I would prefer to go to a bougie restaurant and be wined and dined. Mm. And I've had that before. But you know what I had to do to step into that? Believe that I deserved it.
Holy fuck. Holy fuck. The up level in this fucking episode already. You guys, this is it. I like what you said about, like, what are your non-negotiables, right? Yeah. Like, getting clear on, like, what are the non-negotiables for me? Is it that a guy picks me up? For me, that's a non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. Like, truly, I literally, like, yeah. that's a non-negotiable
well,
for
Sarah,
me.
Sarah, you've changed so much in 2 years, and you've dated throughout these 2 years. Mm-hmm. So what has changed from you from the beginning of starting your business, when you didn't realize where your success level was going to be, mm-hmm. to now?
Wow. Okay. That's a really good question. Yeah. I've definitely changed a lot. I used to settle for truly the bare minimum because it was a pure reflection of, like, what I believed I deserved, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I was so insecure. I was willing to take anything because I was so desperate for love, honestly. And I think part of
I'm
that,
sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's like really sad, honestly, because, it's all I knew.
That's what happens.
To be honest, like, it was because, like, growing up, I don't feel like I was shown enough love and affection, and the relationships that I was in showed me that, like, you had to be in pain. Like, to feel love, you had to also feel so much pain, and that love came at a price, that it wasn't guaranteed, that it could be taken from you. That was all that I knew growing up and in my early, you know, in my teenagehood and whatnot and early adulthood. And it was only until, like, I became the version of myself that I would admire. Like, it truly started with, like, a transformation of self, becoming the version of myself where I was like, holy fuck, I'd be so lucky to date a person like myself.
Shit, I'd be lucky to date you, girl. Yeah. I love going out with
getting
you.
Engaged like, on this episode.
I don't got a ring. I mean, you want this one?
I love it. But yeah, I like went through a huge transformation where I became that person. But beyond like the actual physical transformation of like the tangible steps I took to become a different person, 95% of it was truly like the mindset shift of like, I am inherently valuable. My presence is a privilege. For someone to spend time in my presence because of my energy alone, like everyone in my presence up levels. And
when,
so for
when did you think your mindset finally started to shift? Like, when do you think that you became the person you would start to envision for yourself?
I think when I that's a tough question. I don't know when exactly the shift happened, but I think when I started seeing strangers value me more than like people in my like everyday life on social media, like when people who were strangers on the internet were watching my TikToks admiring me with undying support, and I was like, holy fuck, like there's something here. And I think it did take, I don't think it has to, but I think sometimes it really helps to see someone love you the way you're meant to be loved in order to get to that point, but also to love others the way you want to be loved. And I think too, the other thing I realized was a lot of it was like trial and error. Like I would go on dates and like pretend that I was confident, right? For a long time, it was a lot of pretending, a lot of acting as if. It was a lot of like, what if I, instead of showing up on a date expecting this man to treat me like shit, I expected a man to treat me like a goddess. Mm-hmm. That's where the shift happened. It was when I switched my expectations.
No, shit, I'm stumped right now, girl. Like, fuck, I'm listening and I'm like, yeah, no, tell me more about that. Like, tell me more about these expectations. Like, what, when you're dating, what are you looking at? Where's your standard when it comes to dating? Like, what is 3 levels of princess treatment for me? You said already he must pick you up. That's a beginning step for you.
Yeah.
That's showing that he can do that. Yeah. Is it planning the date for you? Ooh. Is it taking you out on an excursion? Is it bringing you flowers on a first date? Is it giving you that good night text? I enjoyed it. This is when I want to see you again. Because for me, if the date went well, I expect you to already be planning the next one.
Period. Fucking period. Also, as you're saying this, like, I bet some people are listening to this and maybe who are still in the beginning stages of this confidence journey, and they're hearing these things being like, oh, a guy would never do that. Like, no, guys will do that for the right girl. Like, think about it. If a guy was taking Kendall Jenner out to dinner, you bet your ass he'd be buying her an Uber, he'd be bringing her flowers, he'd be trying to impress her because that's who the energy she walks around with, right? That's who she embodies. Who you embody is how people will react to you, treat you, how people will, like, the energy that people will show up with for you, right? So, and that's, as soon as I realized that, everything changed. For me, I have very high standards and expectations because I know how valuable my time is and how limited my time is, and also how others could treat me too.
Like, you need to match me in my goals.
Yeah.
If not, have bigger the goals than me. Like, I want you to inspire me. I want to be excited about you.
Yes.
If you're just some ho-hum and you think you can just kind of, like, write me off on the next one, like, shit, I'm not going to be excited about that. More like I'm never going to text you again. So I want you to be excited about me just as I'm excited about you. I want when we sit down, the conversation is flowing so much that it feels like how you and I hang out.
Yeah.
It continues to flow. It's inspiring. I walk away from that date once you've dropped me off at my door and given me my goodnight kiss. Thank you very much. I want to go home and, like, you know that feeling in the movies where you lean up against the door and the butterflies are, like, moving and your head leans back and you're just like,
yeah.
Because you know it's right.
Yeah.
And you know you got treated right that night.
Ooh, yes, yes. You don't leave that date with any reservations, feeling like he could have done this, or like, I felt like this was uncomfortable. Exactly. I love that.
Like, plan the date. Pick me up. And I know people are like, oh, but what are you doing for the man? Like, that's always the big topic. What are you doing for the man? Right. I'm giving you my time.
Ooh, period.
I'm giving you my beauty and I'm giving you my energy, especially if we end up in the bedroom. Getting so much access to my energy. You're getting so much access to who I am as a person and my abundance.
Girl, say it louder for the people in the back. You are getting access to my energy, and my energy is expensive, so pay the fucking price.
Yeah.
To have access to me, he has to stand out to some degree and, like, provide value. Like, I think men have to provide value because women provide so much inherent value just by existing.
I literally can bring your next offspring into the world.
Like, that part.
I can bring the next generation of you into the world.
But, and it's that, so but it's also like, it's also like, no tea, no shade, but, like, do you see, like, the DMs girls are getting? Like, do you see what women are getting handed as opportunities just by existing? Like, for a man to stand out, he really does have to, like, impress a woman. This has been, like, generations upon generations of how it's gone down, you know? So, yeah.
It's okay to... Courting is like, okay, let's talk about courting for a second, because that's part of the princess treatment. It's part of the flowers, the picking up, the dates. The courting process is cordial. Mm-hmm. And it's okay for the man to open the door for you. It's okay for It's so hot. It's so great. I love when he's like, he texts me on his way home. I hope you got home safe. Like, I hope your night was wonderful.
Yeah.
It's okay that he texts me. Like, I don't need to be talking to you 24/7, but I do appreciate when it's like, hey, I hope your day was really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, did anything go wrong? Like, and if something is going wrong, he shoots me a call real quick.
Yeah.
I do appreciate those small things, those small favors.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to give that energy back. If he's like, hey, things were hard today, I'm going to call him. I'm going to text him.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him that attention and time because that's what I want for myself.
Right, right.
So give it back.
Period. Exactly.
And it's not too much to ask for. Like, why are people acting like it's too much to ask for?
No, it's not. It's absolutely not. And it's not too much to ask for when you give it to yourself all the time. And I think part of this whole conversation is, like, feminine energy. It's like being able to receive, like being in that state, like where I'm okay. Like, I'm going to step back and give you the space to open the door. I'm going to give you the space to drive me home. I'm going to give you the space to do these things because you are a provider for me. And, like, you want to, like, here's the thing. High value men want to do these things. Well, so if your man, whoever you're seeing or who, whatever, obviously, like, there's going to be men listening to this too and whatnot, but in our perspective, right? Like, if you're a man and you're not, if a man is not doing these things for you, he's just simply not a high value man.
Right. And I mean, Sarah, we talk about this all the time, as you're a boss bitch, you're making good money, you've got your career, you're on the upfield, like you haven't even breached her up, you're still on the incline, like you're just getting energy started, you're gonna right. be big girl. So but that's masculine energy. You right. stepped into your mask. You're in your masculine energy all the time when you're working.
Let's talk the fuck about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
So how does a man yeah. open that space for you to be feminine? What does it take yes. for you to step back into your feminine energy? Because they have to out-masculine you and your masculine energy that you've been in all day.
Oh, okay. Can we please talk about yes, this? Because I don't talk about this for. Enough. I don't talk about this enough. And I know a lot of people who are listening to the podcast episode today at Priestess Perspective. You guys are all very like go-getters, mm-hmm. driven-ass people, men and women, whatever. You guys, we are kind of, at least for me, like I am heavily tapped into my masculine energy because I'm a go-getter. I'm driven. I'm ambitious. I go after the damn thing all the time. I'm a businesswoman. That's who I am. You know what I mean? And for when I'm dating, I'm seeking a man who can put me into feminine energy, right? Who can make me feel like I can relax, where I don't have to be on edge, where I don't have to provide like I do all day, where I'm not constantly in that that masculine side of the brain, where a man makes my life easier, right? Where the decision, like I don't have to make decisions as much
because 24/7.
Exactly, because I'm always doing that. I don't like, you know what I mean? So my thing is not only does a man need to put me in a state where I am in feminine energy and I am receiving and I am experiencing this escape from reality to some degree, but also I need a man that challenges me. Like this has been the biggest realization of my dating life, and I'm sure you can relate, is like I need a man who I see competition with to some degree, who inspires me, who pushes me, who elevates me, because I know the power of my energy. Every fucking man who's ever been with me or anything like that has elevated his life, has gone after things he wouldn't have otherwise gone for, has felt more inspired after being with me because that's who I am and the power the feminine provides. Feminine energy is very supportive energy. We're the supportive role.
There's a reason men live longer with women.
That part.
I mean, there is a reason for it. There's a reason why men exist longer with women, because women provide that sort of sustainability for them. Mm. They provide that loving, caring energy for them where they can... men can relax a little bit, but they also feel like they're being that masculine provider where they can take the lead, they can plan the dates, they can pick you up, they can drop you off, they can, you know, make sure that you feel comfortable in and being safe. Around them and safe. Yeah. Like it feels good when they can move you on the inside of the street, like inside of the sidewalk, so you're yeah. not walking on the side of the street.
I just
the
yeah,
cars running by.
I know, and I just have to say, guys, like when I tell you for so long, I genuinely believed like these men did not exist. Like I would tell myself that because for so long that was what was conditioned in me because of what I was seeing. Like I genuinely believed either it was me and I was the reason men were not treating me this way. I thought maybe I'm too masculine. I didn't know what it was. Or I thought, oh, fuck, like these men just don't actually exist. Like, and if they do, it's at a price. But no, like these men actually exist. And I'm finally in a position in my life where I am seeing it firsthand, where I am getting the princess treatment. You know,
the tea is you could also do it for yourself.
Right.
That's not what matters. It doesn't matter that like I can pay the bill on my own. It matters that you're showing me how much my time means to you.
Yes, yes.
And that you want to date me. You want to court me. You want
to stand out.
And you want to stand out from the rest of the ho-hums and the like all the other people out there.
Yeah, there are options.
There's options.
To be honest.
Like, there's so many options, especially here in Los Angeles. Like, this is a hub for hot people. And successful people.
Like, so how can people get to that point, right? How can they get to the point where they can feel that confident where it's like, I'm not even expecting that a man would entertain this thought?
It's going to take you... It's not overnight. Like, that's the thing. Let's be honest with ourselves. Like, confidence isn't an overnight process. Mm-hmm. You can start implementing the steps of confidence overnight, though.
Yeah.
Start up-leveling your mindset, whether it's reading better books. Like, mm-hmm. don't spend your time scrolling for hours on your phone. Dedicate... Your time is valuable to yourself and to others. Mm-hmm. So practice that. Yeah. Read, journal, listen to positive affirmations, listen to this fucking podcast, step into the bad bitch that you deserve to be.
Yeah.
Like, purchase Rich Bitch Boot Camp. Yes. Start thinking about what you need to do to be that level of success.
Yeah. And I think, too, a lot of it, like, it's these small steps when you're talking about, like, how you even think about yourself and mm-hmm. speak about yourself. I think that's a really important aspect. So much of it is, like, almost claiming who you are before you are that person. Like, I am a business owner. I'm a content creator. Saying these things, like, I am this person. I go to Pilates. Like, just
your I ams.
Your the things that you're claiming about yourself, when you speak about yourself, when you think about yourself, who is the version of yourself in your head that you are saying you are? What are the internal conversations you are having with yourself about who you are? Because these internal conversations are not silent. They are loud and clear, and everyone hears them.
They also can read it on you. Like, you read your, you wear your thoughts, you wear your confidence, you wear your anxieties. How do you want to dress? How do you want to feel? How do I want to be perceived?
Yeah.
When I walk out of the house, I'm confident. I don't think anything else. I walk into a room and I think I deserve to be here. I'm meant to be here. I think everyone's looking at me. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because half the time, some people are.
Yeah.
I've never walked into a room where I haven't made friends. I've never walked into a room where someone hasn't been like, your confidence is literally speaking to me. Your energy brought me in. Mm-hmm. We were out today having drinks and I made friends with a bunch of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's who I am 24/7. And it's because I have the confidence to say hello to others. You need to start earning your badge in right. the room. Like, what do I need to bring to the table? Who do I need to be? How do I need to present myself?
Yeah.
Yeah. And step into that person. I don't have all my things figured out. Trust me. If anyone's going to say it, it's going to be me first.
Yeah.
But I'm going to act like I do.
Right, right.
And I'm going to own my wrongs. I'm going to own my rights. And if you ever doubt me, that's a you problem, not mine. Thank you very much. Period, girl.
Your doubts are not mine. They're yours. Thank you.
Like, quite literally, like, that is it. It's like, you own yourself. You own who you are in full capacity. And I think that's actually the exact thing that confidence is. It's just the, it's in a way self-love, right? But it's yeah. also just like being so authentically you without any hesitation. Ooh, I like that. I like that. Being you without hesitation. It's like all the times you hesitate to say the certain thing, to wear the thing, to go on the date. Like, that hesitation is you tapping into that.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because I remember a peak moment with you where I was sitting here on your couch. You were getting ready for your first red carpet event. And you had an expensive dress and you had a cheap dress to wear.
Yeah.
And you, in that dress, it was bright. It was orange. It was standing out. It stand out there. And you're like, I don't know. Like, can I really work this? And I was like, okay, first off, I'm going to teach you how to walk. Yeah. You're going to have to learn how to walk with confidence into this room. So I taught Sarah how to walk, how to step every single time she stepped. And she, like, doubted herself. I was like, nope, try again. Try again. She tried again. Until
head up high, shoulders back.
Mm-hmm. Until you could work it and yeah. own it. And you owned that, what, $8 dress?
$5 dress.
That $5 dress, like, it was $5,000.
Woo! You're so right. The thing is, like, it's funny because I walked around in that $5 dress as if it was $5,000. Mm-hmm. People were asking me where the fuck this $5 dress was
what
from.
What designer dress did you get?
Yeah. And like, well, where's that? And I'm like, girly pop, I'm wearing a $5 dress from fucking Third Street. You can make the $5 dress look like $5,000 if you wear it with confidence. And that is the power of confidence. Confidence is the price tag you place on yourself.
It is
based on the actions that you take, based on the things that you're willing to settle for. That is what confidence is determined by.
I couldn't have said it better. Like, I'm stuttering over here. I'm like, oh my God, the queen is speaking.
So just fucking pretend until it's true, you know?
And it's fun.
It's fun.
Pretending is fun.
It's acting. Like, it's acting.
Like, okay, think about everyone that's listening. I want you to envision the version of yourself that is
so confident,
so successful, so hot. Like, think of your dream version of yourself. Think about what are the conversations you'd be having. Let's say you sit down at coffee and someone comes up to you and be like, oh my God, I really like your shoes. How would you talk to them?
To think of every action and everything you say or everything you do down to, like, what you're going to wear, from what would the most confident version, the most hot version, the most successful version of myself, how would she walk? How would she act? How would she talk in this scenario? And doing it. Like, yeah, you have absolutely. To be willing to rewire your mindset. Like, so much of this is subconscious. It's like rewiring the way that you think about everything you do.
No, legitimately. What if today's the beginning?
oh my, let's talk about it, because I said at the beginning, you can move the needle more in these next 2 weeks than you have all year. And I think so many people might be looking at the year so far, December, and you might be thinking like, fuck, like I'm just going to give up. Like it's, I put out this program, no one signed up, this and that, or I fucking started TikTok and this views and this and that.
People are like, oh, I'm going to start in the new year.
Oh, well, start tomorrow. Start today. So I know. And here's the thing is like people are looking at these failures as things that set them back when failure is actually the best thing you could do. You are X amount of failures away from success.
The only failure is when you actually give up.
Oof.
When you lay down the cards and you lay down your sword and you say, I'm not doing this again. And you stop touching it. That's true failure.
Yeah. Let's start viewing failure as a good thing. Like, honestly. And it always is. You will never succeed without failure. Ever.
No.
Failure is so good. It's like, it's so good.
Yeah. It's the best.
I love failing.
Let's talk about that real quick. Because you don't talk about that very often. You don't talk about the moments where you felt low. And that you moved here. You didn't know anyone but me.
Yeah.
What was it like moving to a new city? Did you ever feel like there was a dip in your success where you're like, shit, I'm taking a hit right now?
There was definitely a hit in my emotional state.
Okay, emotional success.
Yeah, I was very lonely for a bit. Honestly, when I first moved here, it was really hard because all my friends were still in college and I was here and I was depressed for a little bit because I was like, holy fuck, like...
You'd also come from a pretty wild scene. You had just moved here from Singapore.
Yeah.
And I remember how you used to tell me all the time, I miss Singapore. I said, you got to give it a chance. You got to give LA a chance because one day you're going to leave LA and you're going to miss LA.
That's so true. It's so true. Yeah, I definitely was very upset when I first came here because I was like, I don't know anyone here. I miss college so much. I miss Singapore so much. Like I had a whole life there. I know no one here. I'm starting a whole new life. I will never get the college experience back again, the community, the whatever. And for a long time, I felt like this is the end for me. Like I had to like almost... I associated my happiness with a period of time and with a particular experience. For some of you, it might be a relationship. And I associated my happiness with that. And I said, now that that's over, my happiness is over. When happiness has nothing to do with experience, when it has nothing to do with particular people, happiness is a state of being from within. And when I realized that, my whole life changed. Happiness is a choice.
It really is.
And I decided, like, I'm just not going to fucking cry about this shit anymore. I'm going to... call in the thing that I'm wanting. What is it that I want? I want the friendships, I want the success, I want the happiness. I called it in. I met, well, obviously I knew you, but I met Lizzie on the fucking street.
Yeah.
And she was one of the people on our podcast too. You can listen to me and Lizzie's episode, find out that whole thing. I met Lizzie after we got coffee. Like, that was insane. Like, on the street. And she became one of my best friends. Like, it's crazy how fast these things happen when you don't view that failure, that downfall, that depressive episode as, like, the end-all be-all.
You also have a lot more community here than you know of. Like, think about the amount of times you and I have been out and you've been approached by someone that said, hey, your videos have changed my life.
Yeah.
Like, we were literally out, last week at sitting at a bar that I used to work at, and... one of my old coworkers came up to you and she was so surprised to see you in public. Like, because to you, you're almost like a figure that they can't put their finger on quite.
Yeah.
But you are. And dude, Hot High Priestess community, you have to understand she is commenting every time. Every time you get a like back from her, that is Sarah. That is her talking to you. She doesn't got somebody that's doing it for her. She's in the trenches with you. She's working with you. She's right there by your side. And she's working just as hard as you're willing to work with her.
I love them so much. And I literally talk about you guys all the time to Violet and everyone. Like, whenever I get a sale, I literally say a prayer for you guys. I'm like, yes, like, this is... like, I'm always like, God, please bless this person. Like, every time I get a comment or a like or a follow, I'm just like so connected to you guys. And I love you guys so, so much. And I think that's like one of the privileges of being a content creator is like the community. It is the privilege. It's not one of. It is the privilege is the community that you attract.
No, really, it's so special. And I love seeing it in person. Like, I think that's been really eye-opening just as your friend and witnessing that, because not only do you fill me with light and positivity, like, when we're together, I feel on top of the world.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you and I can do almost anything together. Like, this podcast has been a long time coming because we've been wanting to do this. We've been wanting to. And also our little ADHD asses always keep forgetting.
Yeah, we both have ADHD.
That's pretty bad sometimes. But we got around to it today. We're doing it now. Yeah. We're doing it now. And we deserve it.
Yeah.
And you deserve all the success in the world. And like I said, I saw it from the beginning. I knew you're going to be big. And you're still on the up level. Like, you're still leveling up.
Violet and I have so much we can talk about. So please DM me, please DM Violet at Confidence and Spice, and let us know what you want the next episode to be on with Violet. But
well, how about I ask you a question, because I'm starting something new.
Okay.
So Confidence and Spice is new for me. It's something that, you know, let's be completely real. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know the direction I needed to take. And I came to you. I said, Sarah,
yeah,
I don't know what to do for business. I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get started. Like, I've been in this for so long at this point. I'm only known in this one aspect.
Right.
What am I good at? And you're like, Violet, you're one of the most confident people I know. You should make a confidence, a video about confidence.
Yeah.
But it came so naturally to me. And that sounds condescending. I know it does. But confidence comes so naturally to me.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to teach.
Right.
So I came to you.
Yeah.
And I had FOMO. I had imposter syndrome. And you started breaking down the methods for me. And I would love for you to retell me.
Yeah.
So everyone else can hear how you broke that down for me. How do you break down imposter syndrome when you're starting a new business, a new career field? And how do you break past FOMO? Because when I'm in my house for 12 hours a day, grinding, working, and I'm seeing my friends out partying, I get FOMO. It's hard.
Right.
So how do you step past that?
Oh, I love these. This is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the juice of this fucking podcast. And by the way, guys, if you want an entire podcast with me and Violet about like the beginning stages of business, how to become a successful business owner and all that, please DM us on Instagram. And also rate the podcast 5 stars. Thank you very much. thank you. Okay. So in terms of the imposter syndrome of starting a business, I said this to you before, and I've said this on my business coaching account at BizCoachSarah, like, I literally word for word said this in a video. You might be more talented than me, but chances are I'll make more money than you because I believe in myself more. And if you've actually had the chance to meet with a lot of these people that you look up to, role models, mentors, people you watch on YouTube, on TikTok, whatever, of course, they're all very talented people and they have something about them that's unique. But when you meet with these people, you realize they're no more talented than you are. Mm-hmm. They're not. That's the fucking tea. Is I've spent tens of thousands of dollars on mentors who are no more talented than me, maybe don't even make more money than me in business, and yet I've hired them because their energy alone ignites me. And so when you show up on camera, when you start that business, it's not about the thing that you're providing, it's about the movement that you are starting. Boom. That
mic
part.
Drop. Love that.
Mic fucking drop. You know? Because people pay for energy. People want to be in your energy.
Oh, start paying for my energy.
Yes. And it has nothing to do with talent. Truly, everyone that you have spent money on, everyone that people are paying thousands of dollars for and all these things, like, they are truly not necessarily more talented than you. They just believe they're worth the price that they are charging.
Right.
That is it. That is it. Here's the thing. The only reason millionaires are millionaires is because they believe they are worth $1 million, period. And truly, like, truly, you have to just show up with, it's so scary when you start charging for your work.
I'm terrified.
It is scary.
But I'm gonna be scared and confident. I'll do both.
You just have to you just have to convince yourself, I am worth this price. I mean, at the end of the day, how many times have you spent $100 on some stupid shit? I mean, I'm spending hundreds of dollars on fucking drinks and fucking Ubers and all this, and I don't think twice about it. But you're providing value into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to believe in your value. You have to convince yourself somehow of your value. I don't know what you have to do, whether you have to coach me or, and I reiterate that to you, but you have to find ways to convince yourself of your value, because at the end of the day, these people who are charging this price, they just believe their value at the price that they're charging. And that's it. And at every time I've risen my prices or started, even like right now, I'm charging a pretty high price tag on Rich Bitch Bootcamp because I know it's Bad Bitch Bootcamp because I know it's worth every goddamn penny and more. Like, truly, it is. And I know the value that I'm providing.
I started taking it too. Like, I've done an hour of your course already and it was wild. Like, I'm enjoying it so much. All I've got to say is praises. you need it in your life. Like, yeah. I'm so excited for the next season, like the next hour of it.
Yeah.
I'm waking up tomorrow and I'm doing it. It's part of my routine now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I mean. And the reason you believe that is because I believe that. And that's how it that's always is. That's a fact. Because if I was showing up here being like, oh, it's like a shitty course, like what? No, but and that's the thing is I know that I come up with the confidence of like everything I produce is gold.
You think I'm confident? Because I believe that I'm confident.
Right. Exactly. Yes. Self-concept. Everyone is you pushed out. Everyone's reflecting your own internal thoughts right back onto you. So that's how it always is. And once you know that, everything changes. Right. When it comes to FOMO, I don't feel FOMO because I am creating a movement. I'm starting I'm a visionary. I'm on a mission. Me skipping one night of drinks to change tens of thousands of lives is not a question in my books. I will never feel FOMO for it, but it's hard. It's hard because there are a lot of nights where I'm working my ass off.
It's hard when you're transitioning too.
I know.
Like, think about the person you were in Singapore when you were out and like having drinks and you were partying and, it's hard to transition yourself into that next level of success. It's stepping into that version of yourself and being like, okay, would this version of me be acting and behaving in this way? Would this version of me be feeling FOMO? No, they wouldn't, because they know their value and they know their time is worth more than a drinks out with the girls when you can do that whenever. Like, that's always available. This time isn't.
And that's okay. So there's two sides to this coin that I play, because on the one hand, like, you're right. And I believe, like, yeah, like there's always, and that's scarcity. FOMO is scarcity mindset, period. FOMO, that should be a whole episode. FOMO is scarcity mindset. It's you believing that the times with you getting drinks with this person is limited and your energy is not valuable enough to be wanting to, like, for people to want more of you, or, you know, whatever. So FOMO is scarcity mindset, period, TM. But also, like, so there will always be, like, in the same way that the way I lost weight was by telling myself, oh, that cookie that I really want will exist tomorrow and in a week and in a month and I can always have it another day. In the same way, you can always go get drinks with the girls tomorrow, the day after, or 2 weeks from now. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm a big believer in that you can balance both and you can still go out and have fun. And in fact, that could actually benefit your business. And that's how it's always been for me. Like, when I was out in Singapore getting fucked up on the weekends and like partying and clubbing, it actually inspired me and fueled my work, because I woke up the next day being like, wow, like that was so, that ignited a part of my soul that I want to ignite in other people.
Yeah.
So
the freedom to do so.
The freedom to do so. And I think, like, what's it called? I said this in the 12-12 day class, actually, which was, in order for the world to experience all of you, you have to experience all of the world, you know? And I believe that in order for me to be a pioneer for other people, I have to live so big, because the reason I'm able to coach you or whoever on how to start a business is because I went and did the damn thing. The reason that I'm able to coach people on how to manifest their dream car or their dream purse or all the things I've manifested is because I did the damn thing. And if you don't do the damn thing, you'll never be a pioneer. You'll never start a movement. And so everything in life is about living bigger, doing bigger, and doing the damn thing. And so I do believe you can balance both, but you have to be doing it in a way where you feel ignited and elevated by the thing you're doing and with the people you're doing it with, period.
I agree. I mean, I think who we surround ourselves with is a huge portion of our success and our lifestyle. I think the more that you and I have hung out, I've seen my bank account grow. And I don't even know how to explain that to people, but like, it is your energy. Yeah. Here's a fact that I've read in so many books, and entrepreneurs around the world will say it.
Yeah.
You are your closest five people.
Yep.
So start looking at your friends.
Yeah.
Start looking at your family.
Yeah.
Start looking at where you spend all your time.
Yeah.
Because you become those five people you spend all your time with.
That's fucking facts.
And I want to spend more time with Sarah, because this is the bitch that I want to be like.
Yay. I know. No, it's crazy. Like, I want that for people. And I think that's part of the reason why it happens for everyone around me, is because, and around you too, like, I'm always up leveling, having fun, living all these adventurous things in life when I'm around you.
And we meet a lot of interesting people when we're together.
We
meet a wide variety of people.
We literally do. It's crazy. And the craziest things happen. And every day we hang out, it feels like a million fucking hours. So, but I think, like, I think so many people maybe are everything goes back to like scarcity mindset and all these concepts that I keep reiterating because it's so true. There's not a scarcity of abundance in the world. If I could have it, you will have it. I want it for you. I want my up level to be exuded in everyone around me. I always say I want to bring everyone up with me. Like, and if I'm not bringing the people up with me, then I don't want to go up. Like, mm-hmm. Truth be told, because I want the best for everyone. I want my growth to be purely a reflection of the growth that I've had in other people and I've contributed to in other people. I don't feel guilty about my growth and the fact that I got a YSL bag because I helped so many other people do the same. And so my growth, my success is always a reflection of the success I've built in other people and have helped other people build. And that's how I always want it to be. And I think there's beauty in that. And like, I think everyone, like, it's crazy how much abundance you attract when you want to attract it for other people as well. Like, when you're not like, I want it and fuck her, I don't want her to have it. Like, no, like, I want everyone to have this, you know?
Gary Vee, and sorry to bring him up right now, but like, Gary Vee talks about how there's two ways to success. It's to either build the biggest fucking tower or tear down all the towers around you.
Wow.
So those are your only two options. And then your tower's not even that big because you spend all your time tearing down everyone else.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're building yours and you're watching everyone build up with you. You're showing them how high you can actually reach. Yeah. The sky truly is the limit.
Period. The sky is the limit. We're building the biggest tower together.
We really are.
And yeah, I love that so much. If you could tell everyone listening one last thing, no pressure. But what is that last thing that you would say?
I think the key to confidence is making peace with who you were in your past. So you can step into who you need to be for the future. Wow. So it is coming to terms with the things that have happened to you, the things that have gone wrong or gone right. I've been through some really tough times and I had to come to terms with the fact that it wasn't easy. And the person I was when I was younger, it isn't who I am today. Yeah. And I had to be at peace with my pain.
Yeah.
And I had to be okay with what wasn't okay.
Right.
To step into the version of who I am today, which is incredibly joyful, incredibly happy, yeah, incredibly grateful. And the friends and family and that I have now and the relationships that I put the effort to establish in are way more beautiful because I became peaceful with my trauma and I became peaceful with the pain that I went through, and it's allowed me to be as confident as I am, like as confident as I am.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking cry. And I will say, personally, my take on that and the past and trauma and difficulties of who you used to be or the life you used to live and the pain you've been through is not only making peace with it, but truly not giving it any power, period. Like, I killed off my past self, period. She doesn't exist. Like, I love her, but she is not me. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's it. She is not me. Like, she went through pain. I don't go through, like, I don't choose that life for myself. And that was a different path. And I literally chose to cut off that path and kill off that version of myself. Like, and it was painful to kill her off.
Yeah.
But I chose better for myself. It was a decision I made. I said, I deserve better. I'm done. Like, I'm putting to rest this old story. It existed. I'm at peace with it, but it doesn't control me anymore. And who I am to, it's, the past isn't the past, or we'd still be living in the medieval times. Who you are today creates who you will be tomorrow, period.
I couldn't agree more.
And that's just the tea. It's like, it's not about who you were yesterday. It's about who you are today. That will create who you will be tomorrow, period.
I couldn't have said it better.
Well, everyone, Violet Summersby at Confidence and Spice. Where can people work with you? How can they work with you?
You guys can find me on my Stan account and book a one-on-one call with me. That's how I want to start with y'all. I want to get right in the trenches with you. I want to know what's going on in your life. Tell me about it. Let's break it down. Let's talk about dating, love, your relationships with your family, confidence in any aspect of your life. I want to be there for you.
Beautiful. Everyone, go book a call with her right now. She is the queen. She's worth every penny. Trust me, I call her and she is my confidence coach, my dating coach, my everything guru.
You're my guru.
Yes, we're each other's gurus. But seriously, I mean it. Like, the people I recommend, I mean it with my soul. Go book with her. She's amazing. 111 on the clock. And I love you all so much. Make sure you rate the Priestess Perspective 5 stars if you want to keep seeing episodes. I think I'm going to make this a bonus episode, like a bonus episode before Sunday because I'm just like, I want to get this out. This is so good. So thank you guys for being here. I know it's amazing. And thank you, Violet, for being here. And also just thank you guys so much. I really love this community with, like, I just love every single one of you. If you guys are listening to this part of this episode, like, fuck, man, you are on some next level shit. I love you. I love you so much. Hi, Laura. I love you so much. I'm sending you big, big hugs, kisses. I love you. I love you. I love you. Know that you are loved, but love yourself more. And yeah, I'll see you on Sunday? And bye.